Women of Influence, a MyFM News exclusive.
We are joined today by Town Councilor for Ward 1, Christina Tesser-Dirksen. Christina is one of the newest members of Town Council, but before that, she was called to the bar in 2013 after attending the University of Toronto Law School. She was born and raised in Milton and is also a board member of the Downtown Milton Business Association. Christina, what are some of the biggest challenges you face in politics?
Yeah, well, we're 6 months in now, so I would still consider myself a bit of a rookie. But as far as challenges go, it really, to be honest, I think my expectations have been pretty accurate. I knew the issues coming into the election. I'd been speaking to residents and constituents and colleagues on council about what was going on. So nothing was terribly shocking. Part of the balance of being in elected office is that you have to deal with constituents. Obviously, that's what I'm here for, is to advocate for the residents. So, and for the most part, everyone's been extremely reasonable, very understanding about the direction the town's going. And they understand, the position that I'm in and what the extent of what I can do for them. There, once in a while, there's a handful of people who due to whatever issues they're facing, the frustrations are particularly impactful, and you feel like you're not quite able to do the job for them that you wish you could. So I would definitely say that's a challenge, not being able to do as much as you wish you could, and managing people's expectations to an extent as well.
Holding many different titles, I just want to know, how do you balance basically everything in your life, from being a lawyer to being a mom and your political life?
Yeah, well, actually, being a lawyer, I've found, has been really helpful in segueing into politics, because a lot of the skills are transferable, the technical skills, as well as being able to manage clients' expectations and manage residents' expectations and just keep organized. As far as balancing my law practice, the nice thing about having a law practice is that the hours are pretty fluid. So if I'm having a particularly busy week, I just get up a few hours earlier and put time in then. And then I can wrap up for the day a little bit earlier and then move on to doing council work and that sort of thing. And really, we're so well connected now with our technology. So I do a lot of work from my phone, answering emails, taking phone calls, drafting documents and all kinds of stuff of that nature. So and that helps with the family bit too, because I can be at home and I can still be plugged in and connected if people need to reach me, whether it's clients or constituents.
How'd you get involved in being a lawyer and, of course, community politics?
Well, getting involved with law was just kind of something I'd always been interested in doing. It's a second career for me. And I just decided, after chatting with my husband, that I would give it a shot. I had to go get my undergraduate degree first and then apply to law school. So, I mean, in some ways it was a bit of a long shot, but I was accepted into law school and I was able to, do okay, got out, got a job, and then, just start the practice. As far as politics, also something I've been interested for a long, long time. And the two, law and politics, are very closely connected in many ways, because law is very focused on policy. So is politics. So I found that it wasn't too hard to kind of draw a natural line between the two of them. And community politics, getting involved, it was just a matter of deciding, being honest with myself, chatting with some existing counselors and saying, do you think this is something I could take on? And having a lot of support along the way. And as I started knocking on doors and campaigning, I found that, gosh, there really is a lot of interest in what I have to bring to the table. And if constituents and residents will continue to have me represent them, then I'll continue to do the work.
Christina, what's one piece of advice that you give women who want to start out in your field?
I asked this question of other women in politics as I was getting involved too. And really, the advice is just keep focused on the work, the work you're doing for residents, the goals you have to better your community. And when you focus on the work and you keep that at the forefront of what you're doing, you'll find that, well, first of all, it doesn't feel like you're fighting a battle which you cannot win, because every bit that you put into it is going to help improve a situation for someone somewhere within the town. So that in itself is rewarding. So I would tell women to, keep focused on the goals, keep focused on the work that you're trying to do. Don't worry about the naysayers. Don't worry about the numbers. You can do good work in the community without being a politician as well. So, hats off to a lot of women who get involved with volunteering and that sort of work within the community too. And, it sounds like a cliche at this point, but we have to think about balance and self-care, taking care of ourselves, taking care of our families as well. And I've found that I've been really fortunate with a lot of the men and women in my life who've been extremely supportive, who've come out to help me when I need it so that I can do the best I can for the people of Ward 1 in Milton.
And finally, what's the biggest accomplishment you're most proud of?
Well, accomplishments. I mean, I've got a few under my belt now. I have a very happy, successful marriage that we're coming up on our 21st anniversary. And, you know, in this day and age, that's not necessarily a given anymore. So I'm really proud of picking the right husband, I guess, would be the accomplishment in that regard. Of course, my four kids who are all doing great. Happy and proud of all of them. And then personally, you know, the work I did going through law school, having those four kids and maintaining the marriage and everything else. But that's not something that I can take credit for entirely because, of course, I had my husband and my family helping out with that and extended friends and family as well. So just like they say, it takes a village to raise a child. Sometimes it takes a village to help someone like me kind of reach the goals they have as well.
Thank you, Christina, for doing this interview, and congratulations on being one of the 9 women of influence today for MyFM.